Samsung Galaxy S23 review by Dave LeClaire in PC Magazine on March 6th. The smallest member of the S23 family is plenty powerful. Rating, 4 out of 5. Excellent. The bottom line, premium specs, good battery life, and an above-average camera make the Samsung Galaxy S23 one of the best compact Android phones you can buy. Manufacturer's suggested retail price, $799.99. Pros, pocket-friendly size, strong performance, good battery life, respectable cameras, reasonable price. Cons, slower charging than S23 Plus and S23 Ultra. No ultra-wideband UWB support. Samsung Galaxy S23 specs, operating system, Android 13. CPU, Qualcomm Snapdragon 8 Gen 2 for Galaxy. Dimensions, 5.76 by 2.79 by 0.3 inches. Screen size, 6.1 inches. Screen resolution, 2340 by 1080 pixels. Camera resolution, rear, 50 megapixels, 12 megapixels, 10 megapixels. Front facing, 12 megapixels. Battery life, as tested, 13 hours, 12 minutes. The Samsung Galaxy S23, starting at $799.99, is a compact phone that features most of the same high-end specs and performance of its stablemates. The medium-sized Galaxy S23, starting at $999.99, and the gargantuan Galaxy S23 Ultra, starting at $1,199.99. The S23 offers better battery life than its predecessor, along with the most power you can get in a small Android phone. Slower charging speeds and a lack of ultra-wideband support keep it from truly competing with its larger S23 siblings. But it's a welcome alternative to the small hand-friendly Apple iPhone 14, $799, and Google Pixel 7, $599. For smaller hands, the Galaxy S23, which measures 5.8 by 2.8 by 0.3 inches height, width, depth, and weighs 5.9 ounces, is noticeably smaller than the S23 Plus, 6.2 by 3.0 by 0.3 inches, 6.9 ounces, and the Pixel 7, 6.1 by 2.9 by 0.3 inches, 6.9 ounces, but is about the same size as the base iPhone 14, 5.8 by 2.8 by 0.3 inches, 6.07 ounces. The OnePlus 11 5G is larger and heavier, 6.4 by 2.9 by 0.3 inches, 7.2 ounces. Despite its smaller stature, the S23 still has the same premium design and build quality of its larger siblings. It features Gorilla Glass Victus 2 panels on the front and back, and Samsung's Armor aluminum chassis provides additional protection in between. It carries an IP68 rating, which means it can survive a dunk in water up to 5 feet deep for up to 30 minutes. Design-wise, the S23 is a scaled-down version of the S23 Plus. In fact, only size separates the phone's appearance. The S23 Ultra, meanwhile, is an entirely different beast with more angular design and an S Pen slot. You can pick one of six colors: cream, graphite, green, lavender, lime, or phantom black. The graphite and lime options are exclusive to Samsung.com, but the others should be widely available at retail. We're big fans of the matte finish on the back, which doesn't attract fingerprints or feel slippery. The camera module looks good too. Each camera gets an individual lens, whereas the whole stack jutted out on older models. The camera bar of the Pixel 7 looks ostentatious by comparison. The phone includes a volume rocker and power button on the right side, but the top and left are bare. A SIM card slot, a USB-C port, and one of the two speakers are at the bottom. The other speaker is positioned at the very top of the phone's face where the glass and metal frame meet. Samsung offers two biometric security methods, facial recognition and an in-display fingerprint scanner. The fingerprint scanner worked faster than fingerprints in testing, and we had no issues with reliability. Samsung says the face scanner is less secure than the fingerprint reader, however. A premium screen. Despite its smaller 6.1-inch AMOLED screen, the S23 has the same 2340 by 1080 pixel FHD Plus resolution as the 6.6-inch S23 Plus. That means the S23 has a higher pixel density of 425 pixels per inch compared with the 393 pixels per inch on the S23 Plus. The Google Pixel 7's 6.3-inch screen offers 2400 by 1080 pixels for a density of 418 pixels per inch. The screen is more than bright enough, with 1200 nits typical and 1750 nits peak outdoor brightness. You shouldn't have any problem seeing it clearly even under direct sunlight. For comparison, the Pixel 7 has 1,1400 nits and the iPhone has 800 and 1200 nits. Viewing angles on the Galaxy S23 are quite good, and colors appear vibrant thanks to the screen's wide contrast ratio and HDR 10 Plus support. Like many modern flagship phones, Samsung offers a variable refresh rate that dynamically scales between 1 Hz and 120 Hz, depending on what you're doing. The high refresh rate enables smooth scrolling and gameplay, while the lower rate consumes less power and helps improve battery life. As is typical of most Android flagships, there's a selfie camera near the top edge of the screen. However, it doesn't look bad in light of the nearly bezel-free design. Minimal performance compromises. Thankfully, much of what makes the Galaxy S23 Plus a performance standout is present in the S23, including the stellar Qualcomm Snapdragon 8 Gen 2 for Galaxy chip. Highlights of this processor include a 4-nanometer process and an octa-core Cairo CPU with a single ARM Cortex X3 core at up to 3.36 gigahertz, 4 performance cores at up to 2.8 gigahertz, and 3 efficiency cores at up to 2.0 gigahertz. It also has Adreno 740 GPU. It offers the same amount of RAM, 8 gigabytes, as the S23 Plus, but storage options and specs differ. You can get the S23 in 128 gigabytes UFS 3.1 or 256 gigabytes and 512 gigabytes UFS 4.0 configurations. The S23 Plus is available only with the latter two configurations. There is no micro SD card slot in either model. The OnePlus 11, Pixel 7, and iPhone 14 all start at the 128GB level. The slower storage on the base 128GB model is a slight drawback, to be sure, but the difference doesn't seem to cause much of a delta in real-world performance. In terms of benchmarks, we tested the Galaxy S23 with a PCMark Work 3.0 test, which simulates real-life activities like data manipulation and image editing. It scored 14,682, which is on par with the S23 Plus, 14,954. And it destroyed the Tensor G2-powered Pixel 7, 9,312. On the Geekbench 5 test, which evaluates processing power, the Galaxy S23 scored 1,541 on the single-core test and 4,949 on the multi-core test. That's right in the same ballpark as the S23 Plus and the S23 Ultra, though again, far better than the Pixel 7. 1,032 and 2,749. The OnePlus 11 5G, which uses the regular Qualcomm Snapdragon 8 Gen 2 chip, falls slightly behind the Galaxy S23 with scores of 1,485 and 4,902. Finally, we tested graphical performance with the GFX Bench Aztec 1440p test. The S23 ran it at 58 frames per second, slightly trailing the S23 Plus, 59 frames per second. The OnePlus 11 5G fared slightly better here with a score of 61 frames per second, but the difference is negligible. The Pixel 7 falls behind once more with an average of just 25 frames per second, which means the Pixel isn't nearly as strong for gaming. Launching and playing games on the Galaxy S23 is a silky, smooth experience. Basic games like Arlo's Odyssey ran flawlessly, and we didn't notice any frame rate drops with the graphically demanding Jensen Impact at high settings. Regular messaging, streaming, and browsing activities feel smooth too. The S23 doesn't have the same 12 gigabytes of RAM as a top-end Galaxy S23 Ultra, but its benchmark scores and real-world performance prove that you don't need to go above the entry-level model in this series to get plenty of power. Top-notch connectivity. As we expected, the Samsung Galaxy S23 offers fantastic connectivity across the board. Whether you want to connect to 5G, 4G, or Wi-Fi, this handset's Qualcomm Snapdragon X70 modem handles it with aplomb. As far as 5G bands go, all the critical ones are accounted for. 1, 7, 25, 28, 41, 66, 71, 78, 258, 260, and 261. We tested the 5G connection against the iPhone 14 Pro Max's Snapdragon X65 modem to see if there was a noticeable difference between the two phones. In a southern Connecticut area with strong T-Mobile 5G ultra-capacity service, the S23 Plus achieved maximum speeds of 713 megabits per second down and 74 megabits per second up. The iPhone 14 Pro Max reached 707 megabits down and 101 megabits up in the same location. Both phones perform similarly in an area with weak 5G signal. The Galaxy S23 offered download speeds of 12 megabits per second, while the iPhone reached 14 megabits per second. Neither handset had an issue with call quality in these areas. The Galaxy S23 notably supports the Wi-Fi 6E standards, which should result in better Wi-Fi performance. For testing, we placed the S23 and the iPhone 14 Pro Max, which supports Wi-Fi 6 only, near an Xfinity Wi-Fi router with 1.2 gigabits per second service, and recorded the results. The S23 achieved download speeds of 819 megabits per second, whereas the iPhone 14 Pro Max reached 702 megabits per second. Speeds near the edge of the Wi-Fi range came in at 7 megabits per second down and 4 megabits per second up on the S23, and 5 megabits per second down and 4 megabits per second up on the iPhone. Samsung doesn't offer satellite messaging on the S23, so the iPhone 14 might be a better companion if you frequently travel to rural areas where cell coverage doesn't exist. However, Samsung hasn't abandoned the idea of satellite connectivity. As you might expect, phone calls sound quite clear on the Galaxy S23, regardless of a strong or weak signal. The earpiece and speaker are sufficiently loud, too. On a less positive note, the Galaxy S23 lacks ultra-wideband UWB connectivity. This is not the same as Verizon's 5G ultra-wideband, which helps provide precise GPS information, especially indoors. If you want to use the AR finding feature on the Samsung Galaxy SmartTag Plus tracker, you need to jump to the S23 Plus. Otherwise, a Bluetooth 5.3 radio enables excellent connectivity with wireless headphones and speakers. And there's NFC support for mobile payments. There's no 3.5 millimeter headphone jack, so wireless is your only option beyond the built-in speakers. Speaking of which, The Knife's Silent Shout, a track with lots of low-end elements, sounded sufficiently loud and decently rumbly in our tests, so they should work in a pinch. Average battery life. Typically, one of the major downsides of a small phone is poor battery life. After all, the very nature of a compact handset means they have less internal space for battery capacity. Samsung manages to pack a 3900 milliamp hour battery into the S23, which is larger than the 3700 milliamp cell in the S22. For testing, we connected the phone to Wi-Fi, turned the brightness all the way up, and ran a YouTube video on a continuous loop at 1080p. It ran for 13 hours and 12 minutes. A result that's about 90 minutes short of the S23 Plus, 14 hours and 45 minutes. The S23 did much better than the OnePlus 11 5G, 11 hours, 13 minutes, and the Pixel, 12 hours and 10 minutes. Last year's S22 lasted just 9 hours and 5 minutes, so Samsung delivered big gains year over year. One drawback, however, is that the S23 doesn't charge as quickly as its larger siblings. Despite the smaller battery, it charges at a slower rate of 25 watts compared with the 45 watts of the S23 Plus and S23 Ultra. Charging took 81 minutes in testing, which is decent. Meanwhile, the OnePlus 11 5G offers absurd charging speeds of 80 watts and comes with a power adapter, which you don't get in the box with the S23. If you prefer wireless charging, all models in the S23 line supports the key standard at up to 15 watts. Good cameras. The Galaxy S23 has the same camera stack as the S23 Plus. That means you get a 50 megapixel main sensor with optical image stabilization, OIS, at f1.8, a 10 megapixel 3x optical telephoto camera at f2.4, and a 12 megapixel ultra-wide camera at f2.2. These are more or less carried over from the S22 camera system. For reference, Samsung bins photos from the primary lens down to 12 megapixels by default. You can capture images at the full resolution if you wish. Samsung boosts the selfie camera from 10 megapixels on the S22 to 12 megapixels on the S23, giving it more pixels. If you're buying a phone primarily for the cameras, you might want to swing for the S23 Ultra, which offers a 200 megapixel main camera and a second 10x optical zoom telephoto camera. For most people, though, the base S23 is more up to the task. It captures pleasing photos in just about every lighting condition with clean detail, as is typical with Samsung cameras. The S23 boosts colors, creating vibrant images that occasionally look a little oversaturated. Thus, if you prefer more natural colors, the Pixel 7 or iPhone 14 might be more suitable. Photos are only part of what makes the camera experience great, however, because Samsung lets you record video at up to 8K 30 frames per second for super high resolution results, or down to 1080p 960 frames per second for silky, smooth, ultra slow motion footage. Creative models like portrait video and functions such as tracking autofocus make this a competitive option for video creators. You also get a seemingly limitless number of modes for capturing photos and videos. Adaptive Pixel reduces image file size while retaining details. Director's View uses multiple lenses at once. High-resolution photo, multi-exposure, nightography, selfie night portrait, and Super HDR merges multiple shots to create a detailed composite image. Industry-leading update policy. No one does Android upgrades as well as Samsung these days. With the S23, you get 4 operating system upgrades to Android 17 and 5 years of security updates. For comparison, Google offers 1 less OS upgrade for its Pixel phones. The phone ships with Samsung's One UI 5.1 skin for Android 13. With this version, Samsung provides an updated widget system for the home screen and a new video lock screen option, both of which can help you make the phone feel more personal. One UI 5.1 is nothing like the stock Android experience you get with the Pixel 7 or Oxygen OS on OnePlus phones. But Samsung takes great care to make sure it looks visually consistent and performs well. Just be prepared to want to install a whole host of default Samsung and Microsoft apps if you don't care for bloatware. Small but mighty. The Samsung Galaxy S23 is a small flagship that offers most of the larger Galaxy S23 Plus's best features for $200 less. That said, it doesn't quite measure up to the S23 Plus in terms of charging speed and ultra-wideband support, and neither model can match the S23 Ultra's imaging prowess with its 200-megapixel camera. That makes the S23 Ultra the best of the bunch, as well as our Editor's Choice winner. But not everyone wants a phone that large. So, when it comes to smaller Android phones, You can't do much better than the Galaxy S23. The Pixel 7 is a decent alternative if you want to save some money, but it isn't nearly as powerful. The iPhone 14 is also a solid competitor for a similar price, with the caveat that you're trading Android for iOS.